it is our tradition on Star Sunday to hear the story of the Magi, the wise men from the East who followed a star that led them to the Christ child. We remember how they trusted that star of wonder, star of light, trusting that it would guide them to the perfect light. And it is our tradition on Star Sunday to celebrate the Magi's journey by giving out star gifts, or as we call them, star words. Now, these are simple pieces of paper that are shaped like a star, and on them they have a word printed. Now, last year, there were 168 different words that were throughout all of the stars that we gave out. And we ended up giving out about 400 stars last year. So I am curious, those of you who are here in the sanctuary, what do you remember what your star word was? Just to shout it out so we can get a sense of the kinds of words. Oh, Jeannie, you brought yours with you. What's your... Yep. Yes. Community. Yes. Yes. You're going right into Star Story. So I'm bringing you the microphone because people need to hear your story. Oh. Yes.
Now I feel weird.
No, this is how we do this.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you get to talk into the mic. That way everyone can hear your beautiful story.
So I get, my word was community.
Yep.
And it was January 2021 in the middle of a pandemic. So, like, what the heck?
Like, we're all alone,
it
right?
was like kind of a joke. Mm. Like, how do you find community in a pandemic when you're not even worshiping in person? Mm. But here I am in January 22, and I'm a full member of this congregation now.
Yes.
And I've found my people.
Yeah.
So I found my community, and my star word, like, came true.
Oh, my gosh. I love your star story so much. Oh, it's so beautiful. Yay! All right, so if you're ready to tell your star stories, I guess we'll just, like, dive right into it, because I want to hear. It's always beautiful to hear the ways in which God is working in people's lives. So, Bill, I can't wait to hear what yours is.
My style word was dignity. And when I chose it a year ago, I wanted to put it back in the basket and take something else. What shreds of dignity I had left were vanishing faster and faster. It's not easy growing old, and I'm just a month away from my 81st birthday. Dignity. I looked it up in the dictionary yesterday. It started with dignity in the Bible, and it talked about the magnificence of God, the perfectness of Jesus. Didn't apply to me. Dignity. What shreds, as I said, I have vanished. I've had three major surgeries, the last of which John Hyland and I shared, which was open heart surgery. And when they disconnect your heart and your lungs, it's a good thing you don't know they've done it. The recovery was not easy. But when I lost the most of it was when I was diagnosed and had surgery for prostate cancer. And the men in this congregation, even if they haven't had it, understand what you lose and what's left to get back. I made it through that. In fact, I started as a result of somebody here in this congregation, not active anymore, who was a student at UMass Boston getting a master's degree in nursing. They needed a man who was willing to stand up and talk about it. And I said no. The next Sunday, I didn't know who he was. He came up to me in church and explained that they couldn't find somebody, and they had been to the group at the South Shore Hospital, and they said to get me. I agreed. So I spoke to a group of maybe 80 visiting nurses in Norwell. Tears streaming down my cheeks. because they wanted to know the real story. And that was not easy. Subsequent to that, somebody heard that I had done this, and I started doing it for what is now Boston Scientific. And I gave that up about a year ago. I traveled all over New England coaching guys in a presentation of how you overcame the side effects. Fortunately, I'm not doing that anymore because I don't like driving at night. So here I am, now almost 81, and 3.5 weeks ago, I took a bad fall at Kohl's. They had left plastic pieces and rubbish while they were restocking shelves. And a lovely young woman who was the new assistant manager said, "Follow me, I'll order that for you online." The next thing I knew was I was down on the floor, spread out, my face banged up against a trash bucket and part of the thing. And she's saying, "Don't get up, don't get up, don't get up, stay there." And I'm looking around saying, "Is there anybody looking at me?" I didn't want to be seen. Tomorrow I'm seeing the limnologist, I think that's the way I say it, spine specialist, hoping that she'll tell me I don't need nerve surgery in my thoracic spine. I'm wondering, is this what it's going to be moving forward? How do I preserve dignity? And the one thing I did mention to Jenny is at this age, accepting help. I upset my son-in-law so many times, saying, "No, I'll do it myself. Thanks, but..." He finally told me when this last time he offered it, I said, "Thank you, yeah." He said, "You don't know how I've wanted you to say that. I thought you didn't think I was able to help you." So men and women, if you're getting there, accept help, welcome help, and give help. And I look out, and I'm not seeing the people that I wanted to mention, people like Dot Crawford, Vi Reed, models of dignity.
Oh, beautiful. They are. Yeah. Thank you. Who else has a star story that you might be ready to share? Jane.
I don't know how I can follow that, Bill. I need a paper. So my star word was prayer, and it seems so simple. No big deal, right? I pray all the time. But then I realized something about my prayer life. Busy lives and taking things for granted can sometimes make praying an afterthought. It's easy to forget to do it and skip it, except when I'm in church or grace at meals or bedtime, or when I really needed something. So my star word made me work harder at praying more often. I've worked harder to add it to my daily life. And one thing that happened in my life was a coworker has an app on her phone, and it rings at 11 and 2 in a very spiritual song comes on. We take a minute, think about things, stop and breathe, and take a moment to pray to God and thank him for the wondrous things he's done. So that has helped me to add that to my life. Even when I don't hear the app, I remember that there's times in the day you need to stop, pray, and just do it without having to have that app. But the app got me to the next place. So now when I'm driving in the car, taking the dog for a walk, gardening or cooking, I find that prayer helps to center my soul and feels really good to do it more often. So thanks for having Star Sunday, Jenny. Oh,
beautiful. Thank you, Jane. I love that. Yes, thank you. Who else might have a star story to share? Yes.
My word was trust, and that's something I have a really hard time with. Mm. Wow. When you have friends or family, you can go away or people die, and it's hard to open yourself up and do that with people, especially when you know it's eventually all going to end one way or another.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm working on opening up and talking to people and not being aggressive, because I was too scared to open up.
Mm. Wow, that's powerful. Thanks, Sin. That's amazing. Yeah, the power of trust. Beautiful. Yeah, trust is a really vulnerable thing, right? Yeah, you want to do yours, Cynthia? I love yours.
To tell you my style word, first I have to tell you where we got our groceries when I was a child in Providence. We'd walk to Gladstone's Market, which was a 3 or 4 minute walk down the street and directly across from my church. Gladstone's was open at 9 o'clock every morning. It closed at 5 o'clock on Monday through Thursday. It was run entirely by Mr. and Mrs. Gladstone. And on Friday, when everybody got paid and everybody needed to go shopping, Gladstone's closed at 3:30. And you'd see Mr. and Mrs. Gladstone walking home, arm in arm, smiling very quietly. My word was Sabbath, and the Gladstones were Jewish, very religious. They were home for their Sabbath, and their store remained closed on Saturday. Sunday, by law back then, just like the blue laws in Massachusetts and Providence, they could not open the store. That was a disadvantage to the Jewish community, and it went to court, and it was decided that, yes, they should be able to shop and earn their living on Sundays. And all of a sudden, Gladstone's was going to be open directly across the street from my church, which horrified my mother. She was so upset, she even called the minister and said, are we still going to have a worship service with the grocery store open across the street? We were told to walk home on the other side of the street and avert our gaze, don't look at it. And that went on for about 3 weeks. And then my grandmother was going to go to her church on the other side of Providence and join us for Sunday dinner, travel across Providence and come over. So we hurried home to get ready. And I remember setting the table when my mother's attitude towards Gladstone Market and her indignation burst like an overfilled balloon when my sister came out of the bathroom and said, Mommy, do we have any more toilet paper? Everything changed about Gladstones, but I did learn about Sabbath from watching the Gladstones, and I know it is in your heart and in your spirit, mm-hmm. turning your back on the work week and settling down to honor your God.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I love that story. Thank you. Any other star stories from folks who are here? Janet. I get my steps in during this service. It's good.
My star word was sincerity. And when I first picked it, I'm like, oh, I'm sincere in what I do. But it really made me stop and think, how many times do you say, oh, hi, how are you, and walk on, or, oh, I hope you feel better. And it really made me stop and think to be sincere when I said those words, mm-hmm. especially during the pandemic with so many people that, you know, I really do hope you get through this, and I really do hope that you feel better. Mm-hmm. So it really made me think. I think I was sincere anyway, but it made me think about how the tone I used when I said those words, so other people would know how sincere I was.
Oh, I love that. Beautiful. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Okay, sure. A story about seeing God in everyday life.
So, my dad recently got married, and I think God led him to his wife at the perfect time because she has lost so many people in the past two years that I think God led him to Robin so he could be there. Because I remember at his wedding, she said she was on the verge of ending it all, and then she found my dad. And I think God led my dad to her so he could be there for her when she really needed somebody to be by her side.
That's really
and that's what I see God in every day.
Beautiful. Thanks, Jackson. That's a great story. And I have a couple of stories that people sent me via email. So I got actually a lot of stories via email. And I will share a couple of those that are a little bit on the shorter side. But I love hearing all the ways in which God is working in people's lives. But one of the ones, actually it was posted on Facebook. I thought of it, Janet, because it was also another reflection on the word sincerity, which I thought was interesting, because Marge Sousa had the same word. And she says, I believe I lived up to my word. I sincerely love OSU, among other things. I am sincerely loving learning about God, which growing up I never learned. So I thought that was a nice, a different take on the word sincerity. Gloria Carlson shared her reflection on the word understanding. And she wrote, in a year filled with complex public health circumstances and voices calling for social justice, I have been challenged to try to unpack the ways God and creation may be asking me for understanding. People are fragile and vulnerable as we try to navigate these pandemic days that ebb and flow and carry so much need for kindness. I know I need to listen and act with compassion, even when I may not understand a particular point of view. My star word has encouraged me to widen my perspective, to grow more open in mind and spirit. My hope is to live with the peace which surpasses all understanding, trusting Christ to guide me to reach out when I can be helpful. That was a beautiful reflection on understanding. And Bill Ramsey also sent in his reflection and asked me to share it on his behalf. He said, my star word was begin. I didn't immediately connect with that word, but I have come to extract some meaning and inspiration along the saying that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Some of us may still recall Terry Martinson's sermon about not being able to save thousands of starfish. Said this was a darn hard one, but she, the way that she has come to understand it is that God was really emphasizing this word for her by having both her and Alexander choosing that word, which I thought that was really powerful as well. And Catherine, is it okay to share yours? Okay. I figured since it was on Facebook, it was okay to share it out loud. So Catherine wrote that last year's word was self-awareness. This was a tough one. The year has been a tough one emotionally for me. Compassion fatigue set in hard midway through the year. However, that being said, I have gone back to therapy and am focusing on my emotional well-being and self-care so I can continue to help others. I have learned to give up to God more, to give more up to God, to lift weight off of my shoulders. Very grateful for the support of OSU. Beautiful. So it is always amazing. the Magi to the manger.